there, and happy Monday to you. Welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and on this very special Veterans Day this year, that's what we are doing. We're remembering the veterans in your life. So this is a time for you to call in and to share who is very special in your life, who served in the armed forces. This is a national day to recognize all the military that have served, and we want to do it properly. So we really want to honor them. We want to respect them. We want to highlight them for the world to realize that they gave so much of their lives, and they were so brave and really committed to this beautiful country. So this is the time where we are honoring the veterans in your life on this extraordinary Veterans Day of 2024. I absolutely love this day. It is a chance for us to really appreciate the military, and I hope you join me. And I'm going to start. I already have a bunch that I want to honor, and I get very emotional because I come from a military family, so I get very emotional. I just want to tell you that up front. But this is when we should fill up all the phone lines and really appreciate all those brave men and women that we call our veterans, and we absolutely shower them with respect and love and honor and dignity, and just, you know, hold them up for their courageous commitment to this country. Here is the number. Let's go, you guys. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. This is an awesome platform for us to shout to the world how much we love our military, our armed forces. And you can be in the reserves or something like that. You can be, you know, it doesn't necessarily just have to be the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force. So please call in if somebody in uniform is representing this country and has retired, been discharged, something of that nature, and you want to honor them, please do so now. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. This is your show. I'm going to start first. I'll just put it, get it on the prayer book. I want to honor definitely my brothers who served in the military. My dad, my father-in-law, and also my nephews. And I just want to say thank you to all of them for just, I mean, they're just amazing. Every one of them. Now, my dad and my father-in-law have gone on to meet the Lord, but there's so much I learned. And I continue to learn from the military extension of my family. It is just incredible. They are just people that I trust, people that I go to, that I can depend on. They're just solid Americans that love this country and love the freedom that we have and want to defend it with their lives. And so the veterans should be very special to us. And so actually, if you are a veteran, you'd like to call in, please do so. I mean, we want to honor you, but we'd like to hear your story. And when we honor our veterans, let's do it in a way where we tell something, you know, special about them that's very unique. You know, maybe there's something you want to shout to the world that people don't know. And how about their faith life? Maybe you can tell us about their faith life. We'd love to know that as well. Please call in, though, and fill every single phone line today, and we should fill it plus, and we should fill the whole back waiting area, the staging area, the good, like the green room area, the back on deck area, I should say, because we can take as many calls as possible. So let's go, you guys, and let's really show the world that we care about those that put on a uniform and defend us. Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I told you that I was going to get emotional about this. I just am. I was speaking with my brother last night. One of my brothers, my brother right above me in the line of our birth, my brother graduated from West Point. And he was an Army Ranger, and no longer, obviously, he's done with that part of his life. I'm so proud of him. And my other brother is a retired colonel in the Marine Corps, and he graduated from the Citadel in South Carolina. My dad was a Navy corpsman. My father-in-law was in the Navy. My previous father-in-law was in the Navy as well, so a lot of Navy. And then my nephews are in the Marines and the in the Army. Wow, it's just beautiful to be very proud of a family that is just very brave. And both my brothers are very, 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 very strong, and I admire them very much. My nephews are just incredible. My godson, my sister's oldest son, wow, he is just there's not enough words I can say to be so proud of them. But that's it for me. Now it's your turn, because this is an important day. Oftentimes we overlook things like this and we take it as a national holiday. The banks are closed, things like that. And, you know, we go and extend our weekend because we're like, oh, it's Veterans Day. We got a 3-day weekend. No, this should really be a day that we stop and really, truly think and honor and pray for and remember those who served in the military, the armed forces of the U.S. So, and you know, we have a lot of people in Canada that listen to this show. You know, how do you feel about our military? How do you feel about our veterans? Oftentimes, the veterans, they get overlooked. We know because we receive a lot of clients at Stand Tall Today, our life coaching, that are vets, and they say, you know, people just don't care anymore. We got to start caring, and we got to care in a big way. So you can hear in my voice, and I'm already crying, so I'm a mess. I'm going to turn, as soon as we hit the pause button, come back, I'll get to the phones, and you guys keep the conversation going about this, because it's important, very, very, very important, and this is it. We should be proud to be American. This is amazing. We have an incredible military. So on this beautiful 2024 Veterans Day, let's remember the veterans in your life, okay? 833-288-3986. I also wanted to share real quickly, today is Saint Martin of Tours. I love Saint Martin of Tours for many reasons. My husband's name is Martin. And so, of course, when names are very important, so I get interested in the names of people, then I look into the lives of the saints. So Saint Martin of Tours, pray for us. Okay, you hear the music. When we come back, Charles and I are ready to go with Matt at the phones. And I believe it's Pedro. I believe Pedro or Michael at social media. I'll get confirmation on that just to make sure. And we are honoring our veterans today on this beautiful day, and we'll be right back. Okay, I'm going to get to Kathy in just a moment. Kathy, you're going to be first up on this 2024 Veterans Day episode edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So, Kathy, hold on. I wanted to share with our listeners about the religious catalog and the email you can receive. EWTN Religious Catalog is your online destination for gifts and holy reminders for Advent and Christmas, including apparel, books, devotionals, jewelry, mugs, and so much more. Buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com today. To receive emails from EWTN Religious Catalog, visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. Okay, so you can get that so easily. And just make sure you sign up for that, because that's what I do. And I get all these great deals that come across, and I can go shopping. Okay, excuse me for getting so emotional. So I'll try to compose myself. And let's go to Kathy, who is first up from Alabama on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to this Veterans Day edition.
Hi. I just wanted to pay tribute to my daddy. He has passed away in 2017, mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough that 2 months before he passed away, he got to see my husband and I confirmed in the Catholic Church. He spent 20 years active duty in the Army, mm-hmm. Spent 1 year in Vietnam, which was a very unpopular war, but he always did the right thing, you know, what he was asked to do. He also spent 2 years in Bangkok and was fortunate enough to take the family with him, but went back and forth to Vietnam for those 2 years. And just very proud of my dad, my veteran.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Can you, did you share your dad's first name?
Oh, his name was Doug.
Doug. Okay. I want to put everybody in the book. Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. So tell me again about your confirmation. Say that one more time.
Well, I was raised Protestant, and
okay.
my husband and I were confirmed in the Catholic Church in 2017. My daddy, I was fortunate enough to have my mom and dad both there for our confirmation. Mm-hmm. They remained Protestant, but and he passed away shortly after that from an accident and some complications stemming from that. But he was just a wonderful person. I think part of him being in the service, why he did so well at it, is my dad is probably the most selfless person that I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because he's my dad, but he always, with all of us, always very selfless.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, so I tried to compose myself on the break, but now I'm a mess. Just the way you say daddy, the way you say his name, it just, wow. You were very special to him, weren't you?
Oh, I was the middle child and three girls, and I'll tell you that we were all special. He was a girl daddy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Well, we're honoring him today, and you're honoring him to the world, so that's a wonderful thing. God bless you for being first up. I'm so glad you got us started with all the tears, but they're good tears, right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Kathy. Okay, we're going to get to Patrick. Patrick is up next from Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. We're honoring our veterans today. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning, Debbie. How are you? Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And who do you want to honor?
Okay, well, a couple people. First, my father. My father's name was Patrick, too. I'm not a doctor, but he is an Army veteran. He was, fortunately, he served before the Korean War, so he missed the conflict. My dad was larger than life. He was born in 1930. Tough time. He was the youngest of seven living in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He was self-made. He was just such an inspiration to me, and I want to honor him today. Also, my father-in-law, he served in the Vietnam era, but he was so fortunate. He did not go to Vietnam. He served in Germany. The two gentlemen that just were such an inspiration to me, Debbie. And I'm a Navy veteran. I served on the U.S. Independence until DCOM. I was a ship serviceman, and I also worked as a master at arms. And you said your dad was a corpsman in the Navy. Fortunately, my father and my father-in-law, they didn't see combat, but I know they served honorably. And my service kind of helped me love America. You know, I love this country.
Right. Well, I want to thank you so very much for serving. Let me ask you a question, because this could help since you did serve. When somebody is, how do you say when they finish being in the military? Are they retired? I always say my brother's a retired colonel. Is it retirement? Is it being discharged? Or what's the proper way to say that?
Say that again.
To say when somebody no longer is in the military, do you say you're retired military? Do you say you've been discharged? What do you say when somebody says you served? And then what do you say what's the status of you now?
I'm a veteran. I mean, I didn't reserves, but I just say I'm honorably served veteran. That's what I am.
Okay, honorably served veteran. I love that. Okay. I was just trying to get the proper wording, because I never knew what to say, because I always just say that my brother's retired, because they moved, you know, they moved out of the military into civilian life. Is that okay to say?
I mean, I did four. I mean, I could have done more. Thanks be to God that by his grace, I served during the time period of 1995 to 1999. Mm-hmm. So I missed all the conflict. The only thing that was scary for me, Debbie, I don't know if you remember the anthrax scare, in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was on my ship, they had threatened that they were going to do biological warfare, which could hurt all the, you know, the Navy personnel. I took the anthrax shot. A lot of these veterans, they would not take it because they were scared that it was going to hurt them biologically. And sadly, a lot of them were honorably discharged because they said no. And the terrible thing about it, because when you were in boot camp, you blindly took all these inoculations, you had to take that inoculation. Back then.
Wow.
Great that I survived it. Mm-hmm. I so great that my service, I did honor for my country. It helped my faith increase because God got me through it.
Well, made you stronger. It made you stronger in your soul, which is the most important part of learning anything when we experience it in life. So yeah, that is beautiful. You did such a great job honoring your family, and we want to honor you. So thank you so very much for your service, sir.
And can I say something real quick to you, Debbie?
Absolutely.
You talked about names, and names have power. You know, you always think about people's names.
Mm-hmm.
You said Martin today, and I learned today in Holy Mass. I'm actually in Buffalo. I'm standing in front of Padre Pio's monument at St. Margaret's Church.
Right, right.
And names have power, and I learned today that St. Martin de Porres is a patron saint for soldiers. So St. Martin de Porres, please intercede for veterans now and past veterans.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Would you do me a favor, since you're standing in front of the statue of Padre Pio, would you tell him I said hello, please? Thank you, Patrick.
Hello?
Yes, tell Padre Pio we said hello, okay?
I will. I wish I could send you the picture of this beautiful statue.
You can. You can snap a picture and send it to take2@ewtn.com. I get it right away. I don't think there's any accident that you're in Buffalo right now. I'm actually wearing a Buffalo Bills jacket. So see how God works? Connecting all the dots, Patrick.
Peace. Thanks be to God. All right, I'll send it to you. All
okay.
right, God bless
okay.
you, and thank you for your wonderful program.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. What a beautiful call there. Okay, we were going to go to, okay, I think someone just, yes, I think we just dropped. Okay, so let me just do a call back for, who was up? Sarah. Sarah, if you want to call back, please, you're going to be up next from Michigan. So let's go to Christine from Franklin, Indiana on EWTN.com. Hi, Christine. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
And I thank you very much for doing this on behalf of my husband, Steve, and also our son, Alistair, and our son-in-law, Lucas.
Mm.
And my father, he was a World War II veteran. I served in the British Army, and actually that's how God used that to bring my husband and I together. So, yes, the military service runs in our family. I have to say I also want to honor those young men and women, my niece, Grace, who has joined the Air Force Reserves, and also the son of our farrier. He just joined the Marines. These young people that are joining in this day and age, you know, I know that when we joined, we had the threat of the Cold War, and then after that, and my husband served 30 years, and he did several deployments, and our son and our son-in-law both went infantry and were Rangers, or are Rangers, I should say. Frankly, they have seen, you know, the uncertainty since 9/11 that I think is much more tangible, maybe, than the Cold War that we joined.
Mm-hmm.
So I honor all of them. I have to also include Mike Pompeo, who is actually my husband's roommate. People need to remember he too served.
Wow, you're pretty special. So you're honoring all of the veterans that served in the armed forces for the U.S., but you were talking about being part of the British military, correct?
Yes, I was,
okay.
For a short period of time.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about that? That is an extraordinary experience that I don't think we get to understand as Americans.
Well, I was a female in the military, which frankly, nowadays I wouldn't recommend, but back then, honestly, some of my motivation was the fact that we had the Cold War, and some of my motivation was, you know, we had all the fear-mongering going on about nuclear war, and I remember thinking, you know what, the best place to be is actually in the military, and that way I'm active. I can. That was before I was really on fire for my faith.
Right.
Now I understand the power of prayer, and I feel like I'm a sister of St. Joan of Arc. We are all
right
in the military, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I was on a commission which was 8 years long, so I did 3 years active duty, and the rest of the five was technically in the ready reserve.
Mm-hmm.
But God had other plans and brought me my husband, and I was in America at that point.
Beautiful. Were there a lot of women when you were serving? Was it a rare thing?
So in the British Army, well, a lot of people would like to think it's a rare thing and it was, modern. But if one thinks back and really looks back into history, one of the people that inspired me mm-hmm. were the women that were in the Secret Service and the spies that dropped in behind enemy lines in World War II.
Right, right.
Those stories really inspired me of their courage. I was one of the first. I was the first class of female officer cadets at our Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, that were permanently housed actually at Sandhurst.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, women were in the army, but it was the female officers trained at a different location and kind of were bussed in for some joint classes with the men.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long conversation I could have.
No,
I can't
no.
do it.
I actually just love to hear you speak, because as I don't know how often you listen to the show, but I love British accents and Australian accents. I just love listening to your voice. I think it is so beautiful. So and I thank you for your service and for all of your family members. Way to honor all of them. I think it's wonderful. And God bless you for calling in, because I think it's important. Those that have served, like yourself and Patrick earlier, we need to keep these kinds of conversations going. I mean, I know we have Memorial Day for our fallen soldiers, our men and women who have served, and we remember them. That's Memorial Day. And Veterans Day is an awesome time for us to really talk about, like what you just shared, what it was like being a woman and serving, what it was like and what in different interests, and were you safer at that time in the military? Was it better, to be in active duty? I mean, these are beautiful conversations that I think sometimes are lost in this world. I'm a history buff, though, so I just have to tell you, I could talk to you all day long, and I want to just thank you. Any other final comments before we go to break?
Yes. So, gosh, as you were just saying that, I guess, no, I'm not supposed to say what I was going to say, because it's just gone from my mind.
No, it's quite all right. I just want to thank you so much for calling in, though. You're so special to us. And I put everybody in the book as you were talking, so, and that's what I'm going to be doing for every caller, because the Take Two family believes in the power of prayer, and we honor everyone, hold everyone up. With just, high regard and respect and understanding. We like to walk with people and what they have gone through. And we are the body of Christ, and it's important that we share it together. I can't stress it enough. I know I'm trying to really emphasize this, but I'm doing it on purpose, because I think we need to have conversations like this again. So Christina will be up next after the break, and the others. So keep calling 833-288-3986 on this Veterans Day. Okay, back to the phones we shall go on this beautiful Veterans Day, and I'm already getting messages coming in saying that that our Take Two family can tell that I take this day and Memorial Day very seriously. Yes, I do. Very much so. I love visiting cemeteries. And those that have served in the military, when you go to those cemeteries and you start walking around and you realize that these fine folks, these strong, brave individuals that were moms and dads and, brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews, it goes on and cousins, and they wanted to defend all of the freedoms we enjoy today, and they did it so amazingly well. And I always think to myself as I'm walking through these cemeteries, well done, good and faithful servant. I mean, and especially when they are so close to our Lord while they are doing it. So there's so many ways we can talk about this, but let's go back to the phones. Christina is up next from Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. Hi. I just wanted to share. I'm 63 years old, and I went through college on an Air Force ROTC scholarship and served as an officer for 6 years active duty and 7 years in the reserve. And my husband served 20 years on active duty and retired. So at the time and before our time, if you served on 20 years active duty, you could retire. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, when you separated, you just call yourself a veteran.
Okay, gotcha. So, okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, yes.
Yes, yes. So I'm a veteran. He's a veteran, but he's retired. Mm-hmm. So each of our fathers served 2 years in the U.S. Army. And they didn't really talk about it. But when I was going off to college, my parents found out about ROTC scholarships. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, this is how you're going to go to college, is through an ROTC scholarship. And it was such a blessing because I graduated debt-free and had a job, and I got fantastic experience in the military, a lot of responsibility. And at the time, also when I graduated, the economy had just dropped through the floor, and I had a job, and all of my fellow graduates were looking desperately for a job. I thoroughly enjoyed our time there. Then I served. My husband ended up having to go overseas a lot, and we started our family. So that's when I got off of active duty and just did reserve duty so that I could be home full-time mom with our children. My brother ended up serving in the Navy, and my nephew went into the Marine Corps. So the mm-hmm. only place we're missing is the Coast Guard. And I have a son who's a senior at university, and he has talked many times about joining the Coast Guard. So, but we've never really talked about military service for our children. So we've just kind of left it up to them. And mm-hmm. But now I'm just very happy that I served. I was very happy to serve. I'm glad that I served at a time that women could not mm. be assigned to combat duty. Mm-hmm. And I hope we return to that sometime soon. Not that women can't do it, just like I told people, women could make wonderful priests and wonderful homilies, but it just wasn't designed for them. And and I would like everybody to pray for veterans who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, yes. that they would get the help they need, especially the ones who have reached out and are not getting the help, or the ones who haven't reached out yet for help. Mm-hmm. They're suffering greatly. So let's all pray together for these men and women who need help.
Absolutely. And that's what I was sharing earlier, that so many contact us in life coaching, and they want the help. They need the help. They appreciate the help. And they're just such faith-filled folks that just don't want to be forgotten. And that's why we feel so strongly that we want to recognize them and to lift them up and do whatever we can do to help them. Because Jesus, Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. And that means for everyone. You know, we can't leave anybody behind. I want to thank you so very much. And please thank your family. What an honorable display of people that you have, including yourself, that have come forth and have wanted to defend this country in such a brave manner. I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much. We can't thank our veterans enough.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for telling me about how to word it properly. I was always wondered how to say that. So, okay, now I got it. I appreciate it so very much. I got everybody in the book and your whole family and also your prayer intentions. So just know that. And God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Maria is up next, also from Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Maria. Welcome to the program. Hello, Maria. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Well, I want to honor my brother, mm-hmm. my oldest brother.
Okay.
I'm 80 years old, and he was 10 years older than me, and he served in the Army very proudly for 30 years.
Mm. Very nice. Do you want to give us his first name for the book?
His first name was Porfirio Alvarado.
Beautiful. Okay. And was this your only brother?
No, I had another brother. Mm-hmm. He served in the Army for just 2 years.
Okay. That's still great. That's wonderful. But anything you want to tell us special about your brothers, something that people don't know?
My brother, he went all over. He went to Germany, and then he went to Korea, mm-hmm. Vietnam. And he was always very proud, and he got real sick, and he never complained. So he lived in San Antonio.
Wow.
But come to find out that at the end of his couple of years being sick, he had Agent Orange.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's rough. Mm-hmm. But are you noticing, tell me if you're noticing this of all the callers, everybody who has served in the military, you know, we always can attach the word brave to them, right?
Brave and very proud.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he joined the Army just right after he graduated from high school. And retired early, and he wanted to travel and all this, but then he got sick, and mm-hmm. he passed away in 2012.
Oh, 2012. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I have them all in the book, and I just want to thank you for honoring them today. And I put you in the book as well. We put all the families. We always believe in that here on Take Two. You know, when we put anybody in the book, we put the whole family and their intentions. So just know that. And I want to thank you so much for waiting to get on air to share with the world about your family. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you,
Maria. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to Marty in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Marty, you're up next. Hey, Marty, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Marty.
Can you hear me?
Yes, just speak really, like, nice and loud, please.
Okay, yeah. I want to remember my dad, my uncles, my brother, but most especially my friends from Vietnam, mm-hmm. And people don't realize what war does to people. And my friends and even my family, there was a change in them from what was told, but the biggest ones were the guys in Vietnam. And the ones that I'm close to, they ended up in prison because after they got out, of course, you know, whatever their heads were, PTS and all that stuff, they did wrong things, mm-hmm. But they still served, and they served bravely. And but it hurts a lot because those guys that came out of Vietnam were just treated so badly, mm-hmm. And they're doing well. But and God is full of wisdom,
yeah.
You know, loves them very much, and they're doing what they can do and changing. But I just want people to know that there are those who have served and have paid a bigger price than death. So,
absolutely. You don't. You know what? You don't have to even go any further, because I'm going to pick it up right from where you left off, Marty. I couldn't agree more. And I'm a big, big history buff. I've studied all these wars. There's something that fascinates me about the dynamics of war and who goes into war, how people come out of war. And you're right. Change dramatically. People never are, they're never the same because of what they've seen, what they've experienced, what they've encountered. And then to come back home, where home should be a place of safety, a place of love, a place of support, and then to be rejected, Can you imagine coming back knowing you're not well, you're never going to be the same, and you're received in such a poor manner? I can't even watch some of these documentaries where they go through how these Vietnam vets were treated. It breaks my heart. And so I'm right with you. And that's why, but I do believe that through prayer and through support and through conversations like we're having today, we can help people understand this better. So when they do encounter a person that is still with us, who is a Vietnam vet or anyone who has served like in Afghanistan or other places, we can maybe, you know, hopefully help them to engage better with these fine veterans and be able to be there as and be Christ to them instead of, you know, disrespecting them. What do you say, Marty?
Well, absolutely. I have one more, if I could. My classmate, a priest chaplain, both in Vietnam and Iraq, and he too is suffering now with PTS, but he still serves in a sense that he goes and does the funeral masses for those that you know, who are dying now. Right. A lot of them, you know this, are dying from suicide. Mm-hmm. Every day there's mm-hmm. a number of them that are taking their own life. And, of course, we leave that up to God. You know, he loves them very much. And it just hurts so much to you know, listen to their stories, which I did a lot of. And it, you know, you just try to give them a big hug, and you know,
yeah,
through prayer and whatever. So
yeah,
and I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on, and it's important that we recognize the signs, and we never leave these folks alone. We are there for them. You know, we have to be there for each other. So I'm right with you. Thank you for mentioning everyone, honoring everyone. Thank you so much, Marty. This was a fabulous call, and I already am looking at all of the messages that are coming in based on your call, and so many folks agree with you, Marty, and they're sharing the same sentiments. So thank you so very much. I'm going to let you go on that. I'm going to go to Lorraine from Rochester, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Lorraine, take it away.
Yes, Lorraine in Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Mass today and prayed for Donald Brickler. He's my daughter-in-law's father in the U.S. Army in 1966. He was 18, mm-hmm. and because he was so young, the Army didn't send him out into the jungle. They stationed him at a base. And he was a welder, and his job was to weld shut the coffins of the dead soldiers.
Oh.
Every day, that was his job.
Oh, my
At
goodness.
That tender age, he died in 2008, and I think he tried to drink away his memories over mm-hmm. those. I mean, mm-hmm. how could you not forget that? And my grandson, his grandson is now 18 years old, and when I look at my grandson, I just can't imagine a kid having a job like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's also, I heard on the news last week, there are 72,000 remains of World War II soldiers who are not yet identified. They're being held for waiting to be identified, hopefully DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that there are, the goal is for, that the people, the scientists and biologists that are working on it, they're trying to identify, their goal is 200 a year that they can identify and return these people to their families to be, they're not buried, they're just waiting. And so we want to remember those who have no one to pray for them also.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's the thing. Families need that closure. The soldiers need that respect. And so it's important that we continue to bring everyone home and be able to properly be laid to rest. But I'm going back to the young soldier who had to seal shut the coffins of the military. I mean that and you said that he wanted to drink, you know, maybe drink his way away with the memories. That breaks my heart again. I mean, this is just, war is terrible. It's a terrible thing, but it happens. And when it does, We have to realize that people are going through this, and these are human beings who have souls, and they have hearts, and they have minds that are going to remember these images. And it's so important that we recognize that and go deeper than just say, oh, that's great, you're in the military, and then we move on with our life. And so I'm with you on that, I can hear your attachment and your compassion for the military. Anything else you wanted to share?
And every war, there are people that have to do that job. They have mm-hmm. to send these bodies home, and they have to be welded shut. They can't be contaminated with any... They can't be interfered with, so they have to be sealed shut to go on the planes to take them home.
Yeah, I never even thought of that. Do you know, until you just said that, I never even thought of that, and I've studied history, and you're right. You know, see, we have to get into the details of this in order to appreciate our military. Thank you for sharing today. I appreciate it very, very much, and God bless you. One more shout out to Sarah. Sarah, if you want to call back, you were one of the first callers. If not, God knows what family members and friends you were honoring, so just know that you're in the book, because I put all the callers, even if they drop in the book. So just know that. I don't want anybody to think just because you drop, you know, you had a chance to mention family members and friends, and then you didn't get an opportunity. Just know the book is always running. And we always have a virtual prayer wall at take2show.com. Before we get back to the phones, I'm going to get to Marianne next. I've got a lot of moving parts here to the show, because you are filling the phone lines, plus you're doing exactly what I asked you to do, and that's why I love the Take Two family. But I wanted to also share with our listeners for them to tune in and to join us for Ave Maria in the afternoon with Dr. Marcus Peter, weekday afternoons, 5 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Biblical theologian and commentator Dr. Marcus Peter examines church culture and current events through the lens of faith from the heart of the church. And that is at 5 p.m. and Eastern time. And it's Ave Maria in the afternoon. So please check it out. Let's go. Okay, real quickly, we're going to go to, let's go to Cruz, who's been waiting so patiently. And Go right ahead. Why don't you get started, and then I'll announce where you're calling from. Go ahead, Cruz.
Yes, I'm Cruz Hogan. I'm from mm-hmm. San Angelo, Texas, and I agree with everybody. And I come from a family that's veterans and everything. But I'm grateful for those who served and came back, and those who have died. I respect them and everything. But everybody seems to forget that there are still more than 1,500 still missing, and one of them is my brother, Louis, L-U-I-S, last name Hogin, H-O-L-G-U-I-N. He's been missing since January 3rd of 1971, so that's 53 years ago. He was only 20 years old, and I would appreciate that people pray for them. They're the ones that are really missing, because the people here in America don't remember them anymore. And so I've got to go, because I'm on my way to Mass for him and the soldiers and the vets. And then I've got a 2 p.m. We've got a veteran service out in our veterans a memorial here in San Angelo. So that's all I wanted to say, is I'm mm-hmm. proud of everybody who's a veteran, but I wanted to, bring into life that sure. There are still some missing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay. And know that we marked everything down in the book, and you shouted it to the world about your brother. So thank you so very much for doing that. And please pray for all of the intentions at Mass. Marianne is up next from Michigan on Sirius XM 130. Marianne, thank you so much for waiting, and welcome. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get it's Marlene. I'm so sorry. I was reading it so quickly. Marlene, are you there? Are you with us?
I am with you.
I'm
Debbie.
So sorry. Thank I saw you. Marianne on the board, and the messages are coming in so fast, and I'm so sorry. So Marlene, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. I want to honor my husband, Dave. He was a Vietnam veteran, and I've heard from so many on your show today about Vietnam veterans and how they were treated. But I'd like to share my story a little bit with you, because he died in 2013 from colon cancer, which was caused from exposure to Agent Orange. Mm. We were married a few months before he was called to go to Vietnam. And so we never got to know each other very well before he went. And when he came home, he seemed to be the same guy that I married. And he was such a proud, proud veteran. He, in fact, before he went into the Army, he had tried to get into the Coast Guard because he really wanted to serve our country. Mm-hmm. And he was in, and they did a blood test or a physical, and he showed blood sugar was high, and so they gave him a discharge. And he had a 1Y, and that was during the time when they were drafting soldiers in the Army. And because of his deferment, he couldn't even go into the Army, and he wanted to so badly. Mm. And at a point when they were running out of people, they started lifting the 1Y deferments, and so he was able to go down to the Army and enlist. He didn't even wait to be drafted. Mm-hmm. That's how proud he was to serve our country. And he didn't care that it was Vietnam that he may go to. He just wanted to do what he wanted to do for our country and God. And so he did go, and he served a year over there, and he served 3 years in the Army. And then he got out of the Army and came back, and we lived our life for 46 beautiful years. Mm-hmm. And then he was diagnosed with colon cancer. And they, at that time, the VA was not recognizing that as caused from Agent Orange complications. Mm. But regardless, he never complained about what went on in Vietnam. He stayed in touch with so many of his veteran friends, mm-hmm. and I want to add a couple of their names, Jim and John. Mm-hmm. One of them died in his arms in Vietnam, and Jim died from Agent Orange complications after my husband died. But what, you know, was so beautiful about him was he was so courageous. Mm. And never complained about the fact that, you know, his ailments and his terminal cancer was a result of being in Vietnam. Yeah. He was always so proud and showed his bravery and never complained. So when it was his time to die, he looked at me and he said, "I'm so ready to go." And it's okay because I know God is with me.
Wow.
And, you know, I still cry when I remember that.
Yeah.
Because when he died at home, he died very peacefully. And when he took his last breath, Debbie, Jesus was there lifting him up. Mm. And everyone in the room that was there felt it. And experienced that same moment. And, you know, I will never be ashamed of what he did. I will always call him my hero.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, you gave us a couple names. I just want to make sure give me your husband's first name again.
David.
David. Okay. So I've got everybody. I want to make sure. So his name is David. Wow. I can barely finish this show. That was very, very emotional. So thank you for sharing such a personal time in your life and about David. And wow, I pray that the good Lord is letting all of our military be listening to this show right now. And he can hear you right now. I want that for you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, I'm glad the show's ending, guys, because I'm a mess. Joshua and Sarah again, Angel, and oh my goodness, Janice. There's so many. We're not going to get to you guys. I feel so bad. We can do this again. We can honor the military anytime you want. Rose had also was also on. Thank you to everybody who called in. We have full phone lines. Plus, you did exactly what I wanted the world to hear and honor our veterans today on this extraordinary day. Thank you so much. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to the affiliates. You're doing such a great job carrying this show. God bless everyone today. And until we meet again, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. See you real soon.